Emma Watson brings premium gin brand to the USA's premium varieties of the classic spirit gin experience a revival. Actress Emma Watson is launching a sustainability-minded offering in the US. Renée's, a botanical gin brand made from upcycled grapes, is debuting in 40 states this July through direct-to-consumer sales. The spirit first debuted in select European countries in 2023. The brand was co-founded by the Harry Potter star and her brother, Alex Watson. Renée's is inspired by the beauty of French winemaking traditions, according to the press release. The gin is produced using upcycled grapes infused with botanicals, including juniper berries, acacia honey, and angelica root. That tradition is something the siblings are closely familiar with. Their father has owned Domaine Watson, a vineyard in central France, for 3 decades. Renée's sources its grapes from the winery's surplus. The product comes as premium gin experiences an upswing in the U.S., led by brands such as Hendrick's and Brockman's. Premium gin grew faster on-premise than whiskey, vodka, and rum in 2023, according to Nielsen data cited by the spirits business. The spirit is projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 5.4% by 2029, reaching 1.13 billion liters in volume annually, according to Mordor Intelligence. Alex Watson told Food Dive in an interview the brand will offer American consumers a type of gin they may not be used to, but one that will fit in with many of their favorite cocktails. When you look at so many of the classic cocktails, from martinis to Negronis to French 75s, gin is in most of them, Watson said. Renée's is not a London dry, which is probably what most people in the US have tried. It is a really approachable, easy sipping gin that I think is going to work really well for the palates out here. Alex, 31, has worked in the alcohol space for a decade, including a marketing manager position at Guinness maker Diageo for 3 years. He said part of the reason distributors are taking interest in the brand is because it has a distinct place of origin that stands out on shelves. It's what makes a Scotch whiskey from a particular island or a mezcal from a specific environment particularly compelling. That storytelling component is important in every category of spirit, Watson said. Renée's claims its operations are carbon neutral. Its bottles are made with compostable mycelium, according to the company. To spread the word about the launch, the brand is betting on Emma's large social media presence, including her 75 million Instagram followers. The actress directed an advertisement for the brand showcasing the fields of the Domaine Watson Winery. Other brands with famous owners and backers are also hoping to ride the gin wave. The Holistic Spirits Company, co-owned by actor Woody Harrelson, launched last fall in select states. The company sells superfood gin and vodka infused with plants and botanicals. Earlier this year, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre debuted gin and juice RTD cocktails, based on their hit song of the same name. In 2020, Diageo paid up to $610 million to purchase Aviation Gin, owned by actor Ryan Reynolds.